to a happy life. And it's one I think the Bible talks about quite a lot, actually. So that's a good start. But firstly, I want to say one of the things that people say is a secret to a happy life, but actually isn't. So we'll get rid of that, and then we'll work out what the real secret is. And to do that, I want to share just a quick story. I'm not sure whether I've told it here before, but the children probably haven't heard it, so I'll say it again. So a few years ago, I went to one of my best friend's houses on Christmas Day. I went round in the afternoon just to have a cup of tea and see how his Christmas was. And he's got three children already. And he's the same age as me, but he's got three children. He started very young. And this particular year, he was really excited about Christmas because he had bought a record number of presents for all his children. He'd bought 17 presents for each of his kids that year. That's a lot of presents, isn't it? So he was talking me through them. He had them all under the tree there. He had, like, games consoles. They all had new trainers. They had new games of different kinds. All sorts of goodies. 17 presents. So he was really excited about it. And when I went round that afternoon, they'd already opened their presents in the morning. And they were excited at first. They liked their presents. They were really super excited by it. But then me and him were in the kitchen in the afternoon having a cup of tea. And one of his parents came one of his children came through to the kitchen. And he said, "What's wrong, Josh?" Same name as my child, but not him. And he said, "I'm bored." Ooh. And my friend said, "You're bored. You're bored. I bought you 17 presents. Get back in there and play." Can you believe that? Can you believe he was bored when he got given that many presents? So, one of the things that people sometimes say in the world is the secret to happiness is having more and more stuff. More and more presents, more and more toys, more and more of all sorts of things. And, you know, sometimes adults think like that and sometimes children think like that. We think if we get more and more, we'll be happy. But as I've got older, I've realized that isn't true. It's not about how much stuff you have. So I'm going to share my secret with you, something the Bible talks about lots and lots. And this is a great secret because it's something you can practice every single day. It's something you can do anywhere. It's something you can do with people or on your own. And you don't need any special equipment. This doesn't cost you anything. And I kind of gave it away by putting my first slide on the screen. But I think the secret to a happy life is being thankful. Can anybody tell me, any of the children or anyone really, why being thankful might make you happier? Has anyone got any ideas? Don't worry if you've not, I've got lots of answers I've prepared earlier. No? Okay, so some very, like, educated people have done a lot of research on this sort of thing, and they've found lots of different reasons why being thankful makes you happier. Here's some. It makes you more positive. So if you take time to be thankful, it makes you more positive. Apparently, it makes you less jealous, because if you're thankful for what you've got, you won't want what everyone else has got all the time. Thankful people have more friends. Not sure why, but that's in the research. It makes you a kinder person, apparently. You sleep better if you're more thankful. You're less sick and less selfish. That's good, isn't it? Does that sound good? Yeah? It sounds good to me. No surprise then that in the Bible it talks a lot about this. And there was a man called Paul who wrote a lot of the New Testament. And this is one of the things he said. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. Wow. But you might think, well, what have we got to be thankful for? What have I got to be thankful for? Well, I'm going to share another quick secret. But you've got to be warned, because this isn't just something that comes easily. This takes practice, actually. If you want that life that we talked about earlier, this takes practice. So my first tip here, my tip, is really from Psalm 65, which the girls read so beautifully earlier. Thank you for that. So David, who wrote that psalm, praised God for lots and lots of things, didn't he? Can anyone remember any of them? Here's a good test. Can anyone remember anything that David praised God for in that psalm? You were all just so mesmerized, weren't you, by the reading of it that you can't actually remember what it said. That's fine, because again, I'm going to remind you. Look at all these things that David praised God for. Answering prayer, forgiveness, doing awesome things, making mountains, stilling stormy seas, the daytime and the nighttime, the land we live on, the rain that waters it, amazing food and goodies, plants and fields and animals. Isn't that amazing? All those different things that David took time to remember, he had to think about those things and he had to praise God for. If you notice, he didn't waste his time in that psalm talking about the things that he didn't have, talking about all the things that he could have that he wanted but he didn't have. He talked about everything that he saw that he enjoyed, and he took time to be thankful for it. And I think David knew what one of Jesus' closest followers knew, who also wrote another letter in the Bible. And this is what he said. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. So, the second secret, I think, here to thankfulness is to realize that everything around us is a gift from God. And when you treat everything as a gift, you'll have lots to be thankful for. You won't be able to stop like David. You just have an endless list of things to be thankful for. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So today we're giving thanks for this community that we're blessed to be a part of. And the truth is, sometimes we don't like church. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we love it. And sometimes we don't. But we've always got a lot to be thankful for. And when we realize that, we'll have more joy than we know what to do with. So we're going to take a few minutes now to pray. And we're going to do this in a slightly creative way. So it may be chaotic, it may not. We'll hope for not. But Bonnie's just going to come forward. And the children have been working on something at the back. And she's just going to explain how we're going to pray this morning.
So while you guys were enjoying your teas and coffees and the pastries that the children left for you, they were busy at the back making a rather large tree, and it's your job to fill the tree with leaves. So as Simon mentioned, we've been thinking a lot about things that we're thankful for, any prayers that you might have on your hearts. So I'm going to put some leaves just at the ends of the rows with some pens and markers, and you can fill them in with your thankfulness, anything that you might have on your heart, anything that you're concerned with, anything that you're grateful for, and then you can paste it onto the tree at the back and help fill their tree with lots of leaves so that it doesn't remain empty. So I'll put lots of these at the ends of the rows, and then you can just fill that. There's no restrictions, anything that you want to add to the leaves. And then there's lots of glue, and Casey and myself will be back there to help you out with adding those to the tree if there's a bit of a queue, as there's lots of you here today, which is very exciting.